Well, of course, it was a pretty dark day for English cricket yesterday. Angus Fraser, former English cricketer, of course, took many a wickets in his 40-odd test career and played plenty of one-day internationals as well, and a current English selector. And he has been kind enough to join us for 5 or so minutes. Appreciate your time, Angus, on probably what's been a pretty tough couple of days for you and the boys at the World Cup.
It is. I'd say England have had a couple of difficult games against Australia and New Zealand, two informed sides. Everybody accepts that we've not played as well as we wanted to by in any shape or form, and it's an opportunity, it's a chance now. To everybody's got to get together and make sure they put in a good performance against Scotland on Monday.
Surely you can't lose to Scotland.
I hope not. No. You never. I mean, that's one of the beauties of sport, isn't it? No one knows what round the corner, what's going to turn up, and I suppose in sport, those of us who are involved at the highest level, you're doing everything you can to take sort of chance out of the situation. There's always one of the beauties is that, I mean, I don't think anybody would have predicted Australia would have beaten them 5-0 last winter after in the summer 3-0, and that's why you turn up, because you don't know what's going to happen. But no, England need to play better. They said that, they know that, and hopefully a victory over Scotland will start to put us in the right direction again.
Owen Morgan's really feeling the pressure unfairly. He's been thrust in there as the new skipper. There's been a turnover of players. It's very much a different group, but it is a World Cup, and there's no excuses, and his form's been ordinary. How do you reckon he's coping?
I'm sure he's hurting at this moment in time. He's a very proud man, a very fine player. He's seen in Australia. He scored 100 against Australia in a one-day international at the start of the year. And again, I mean, as I say, when the game's cruel, it can be very cruel. And you look at the player's career and you think, well, there's no other sort of unfortunate way you can get out. And then all of a sudden something comes along, like getting run out, backing up or something like that. And he's going through a spell now where I'm sure he's working his socks off behind the scenes to get things right. And it's not being sort of turned into runs scored on the board. There's a good plan, and he will come back and he'll score a lot more runs for England in the future.
I don't think any conversation with anyone in your position without mentioning the two names, Kevin Peterson. We couldn't get to the end of the interview. He did tweet a couple of things yesterday. I mean, I don't know if you're across it, but he made mention of the fact is as long as there's a happy dressing room without KP, don't worry about the result, boys. And then I think that got deleted. And he also made mention of put on that he was playing golf and was swimming in a Royal Barbados pool and the like, as though life was great for him. Is he needling the boys, or do you think he's feeling the pain for them on their behalf?
I'm not sure. You'd have to speak to Kevin about that. He sort of obviously played in the Big Bash and had lots of things to say there. But Kevin's fully entitled to sort of make comments. I don't sort of follow Twitter or anything like that myself, so I don't sort of keep abreast of these things. But I say everybody's going to have views, and it's up to the players within that squad to make sure that they're focused on the games and not to be affected by what takes place outside. In this modern era, it's very difficult. There are a lot of people with a lot of opinions, and but those players are not going to be distracted by them. They've just got to make sure they focus on what they're there to do.
Yeah, what's missing from your vantage point? What's missing? And, you know, I mean, you know, as you mentioned, Owen Morgan feeling the pressure, but it's not just him. I mean, Wokes bowled beautifully 1 minute. Finn gets a hat-trick and then gets slogged in two overs, gives up 47. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, what's actually missing from your vantage point from the team at the moment?
It's difficult to make judgments when I'm sort of on the other side of the world. But obviously confidence is a thing. The fact that the players, you get beaten and it hurts. You sort of put a lot of emphasis on these games. You work hard to achieve something and it doesn't come off. And obviously your confidence takes a dent. And I think a little bit of consistency. Some people might say England are fairly consistent at the moment because we haven't been putting in good performances, but in the tri series, we put in some good performances against India, beaten twice. Against Australia, we had opportunities to grab hold of games, had Australia in trouble, but then failed to sort of ram home those sort of good positions. And I suppose that there's going to be an air of consistency when inconsistency, when you've got younger players in this side. England haven't gone there with people sort of saying they're one of the favourites for the tournament by any means. But you would have been hoping for, everybody knows, we've been hoping for better performances in the first two games. But there's still plenty of opportunities around. Whilst you don't want to, you want to be playing better than we're playing, you don't want to be playing your best cricket also at this time of the tournament and tapering off as the tournament unfolds.
You say you don't follow Twitter and you keep an, don't keep an eye on all that sort of stuff, but I mean, social media has gone rampant. What about the English press, the cricket media that is following the English cricket team, and how are they reporting what was a pretty average day for the country yesterday?
Well, they've covered it. I spent 7 years as a journalist with the Independent newspaper, so I've got a pretty good idea how the media work and how things are covered. And understandably so. When England underperform, they don't sort of produce what people expect, then quite likely there's a lot of criticism around. And again, it's down to the players to go out there and prove people wrong. That's always a challenge. You've always, in this modern world, you've always got people questioning what you do and really having to convince them that you're good enough to be out there. And that's the challenge for Owen Morgan, for Peter Moores and for the rest of the squad, is to get out there and to show everybody the sort of cricket that they are capable of playing.
Last one for you. You were chatting with Angus Fraser, former English cricketer and current English selector. You picked the team. You're involved in picking the squad for the World Cup. You have nothing to do with them once they leave your shores. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, so we pick a 15-man squad. Obviously, there are players. Well, we have support players as well, should there be injuries to come along, so potential players to replace someone in the squad who should pick up an injury. It's then left to the captain and the coach, and obviously the involvement of a selector if a selector is over there to pick the team on a daily basis, and for us to have input of conditions that England are going to encounter against Scotland in Christchurch on Monday, when I'm sort of sat here in Pinner in Middlesex where it's about 2 degrees, cold, wet and miserable. I don't think he's right. I think it is right that those people over there make the decisions, because they can judge the pitch, they judge the mood in the dressing room, and obviously how the players are playing in practice.
Let's hope they can bounce back on Monday against Scotland. I'm sure you've got your fingers crossed, and so have the players. Appreciate your time. Thanks for taking our call. And let's hope England, as I said, I think a good England team in the World Cup makes for a better World Cup. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Good on you. Angus Fraser, former English cricketer and current English selector, and it all went wrong for them yesterday. Let's head